Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here, part-time nightmare merchant, full-time sweetheart. I'm here to talk to you about hope, joy, and other fluffy human feelings I've been made aware of recently. Life is hard, we get it. The world is a scary place at the moment, and it can sometimes feel cruel, dark, and willfully manipulated by inhuman monsters who don't have your best interests at heart. Well, we here at Rusty Towers do have your best interests at heart. And we wanted to do something nice for all of you who are feeling a bit overwhelmed, a bit peaky, a bit so-so. That's why we ran the Magnus Archives Fluff Competition, a chance for fans to write their own Magnus Archives content, horror-free and full of love. So curl up under a blanket with the warm liquid beverage of your choice, close your eyes, and enjoy the first of the winning entries. Epiphany by Jack Beckwith. Epiphany by M. K. Blackwood. I was not expecting this. This was so much more. You have stayed, the hungry hunters. You have locked death's door. For all your skulking, slinking, sneering, for all I was fearing, I was not expecting this. For you to step into the light and reveal yourself. I see you. I see the lamb you hide under the wolf's skin. I was...
Martin! What are you up to?
Nothing. Notes. Notes, yes. Taking notes. Can I help you?
I thought I'd see how quarantine sleepaway camp is treating you.
Oh.
Brought down a change of sheets for your cot, so thought you might need it.
Oh, that's... Thanks, Tim. That's really kind.
Anything on your mind?
Oh, plenty. Homesick. Mortal terror, you know, the usual. I was actually thinking of trying to go see my mum, but, well, the worms and, you know, plus sometimes she can be...
Yeah, that's great. Anything else?
What?
Oh, come off it, Martin. I saw you in the break room the other day.
How do you mean?
Sasha and I were hosing down some of our little visitors with a friendly CO2 bath, and you could hardly be bothered by any of it. You were just there, staring wistfully off into space, running a finger around the rim of your mug.
I was distracted.
You like someone.
Well, that's, I mean, I could not, I really don't.
Called it. Sasha owes me a fiver. So, who is it?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Is it Rosie? I know you've been talking about her a lot lately.
Is this an interrogation now?
So it is Rosie.
It's not Rosie, Tim, listen.
All right, we're getting somewhere. Oh, it's not David, is it?
What?
Oh, Martin, you can do better. I mean, did you see what he was wearing?
It's not David, and I don't want to do this, okay? Now, if you could just please let me get back
Hannah's
to...
Hannah's married. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not her.
No.
Wait, are you being so dodgy about this because it's one of us? Is it Sasha? Is it?
Tim, I'm literally begging you.
All right, fine. Have it your way. Keep your precious secrets. But between you and me, can I at least offer you a little advice?
I get the feeling you're going to anyway.
Look, nobody's going to notice you if you don't notice yourself first.
What?
Okay, look, that came out wrong. Look, what I mean is, take care of yourself. Because I know you, Martin. You will give yourself away until there's nothing left of you to love.
That's not fair.
Oh, it's true. And you know it.
Maybe.
Look, I'm telling you this as a friend. Just think about it, okay? Whoever this is, they'll see how great you are, not because of what you have to give away, but because of where you stand firm. And after all of, well, whatever the hell's been happening here, you deserve something for yourself.
Hey, that really means a lot. Thanks, I will think about it.
Good. All right, well, I'm going to head out. I've got some books to take back to the library.
Take care of yourself too.
Always do.
Right, where was I? Okay. I was not expecting this, for the sharp pain of jaws to give way to you. Oh my God, Tim!
Sorry.
Normal people not!
Sorry.
Normal people not,
Sorry.
Tim!
Hey, it's not me, is it?
Would you stop?
Because if it is, you know, dance card's open.
Just go away, just go away,
Just putting
Tim.
It out there. All right.
Okay. You cannot hide from me any longer, but I will try to hide from you. What?
What are you so irritable about?
Oh, just been having a bit of a time, you know?
Haven't we all? What did Tim want? He was grinning.
To Tim? We were comparing notes on the Hithergreen case.
Oh, I see. Did you get anywhere?
Maybe. Too soon to tell.
All right, well, keep me updated. I also wanted you to try and track down a Mr. Marcus McKenzie. His father gave a statement in 2003. I'm trying to follow up. Bit worried about this one.
What? You, the father of all scepticism, worried?
Just because I don't think it happened doesn't mean I can't be worried.
Oh.
You all right?
What?
Down here, I mean. After everything, but out of house and home, it's not exactly 5-star accommodations.
Oh, you don't need to worry about me.
I believe I've made my case for being entitled to worry, Martin.
Of course. Well, really, I'm fine.
All right. Well, in that case, get back to work. Just because you're living here doesn't mean it's not still a place of business.
You're not fooling me. Oh.
This content is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.